audit what's going on, and you're very familiar with the audits that we run. So encouraging local audit, because I think we do a lot of national audits, but really it should be you that's looking at your local practice critically, because what you're trying to do is improve things for patients. Comparative audits at regional level, which actually let you see how you're doing compared to other people. And then we have QA team visits where we go and look at the standardised pro forma data booklets, and we look through all of the data. We make sure that we tell everybody about what we found. We run workshops at either cancer network level, at regional level, and obviously the national ones that you're very familiar with. But I think the main thing I like to encourage in my own region is a non-confrontational approach. We're looking at the reasons that things perhaps are not quite as good as they could be. We're not blaming people for things. What I like to do is to look at the reasons that people have failed to meet standards, because everybody goes to work thinking they want to do a good job. So if it doesn't turn out that way, then we want to find out what it is, and it's often administrative things, barriers that you have to get through in order to be able to achieve the standards that you'd like to get to. And if we do find that there are reasons which need investment to improve things, then we can work with the professionals and the commissioners to try to target that investment into those areas. But the key thing about QA, as far as I'm concerned, is it's not about allocating blame to people. It's about mutual trust and honesty, so that we can try and get the best possible thing for our patients. We don't want to blame people. What we want to do is improve things so that things get better for the service and the patients at the end. So that's really what I see breast screening quality assurance is about.